Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bomb. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass on.
I feel mean.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of April 2nd, 2012, celebrating 2 years of straight Everything Action Casts. I'm your host, Zach. Joining us this week, we have Chris.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
And Joe.
You.
That was really disturbing and creepy.
That's Joe Bob.
Okay. Oh, we started a rake.
You.
All right, so why don't we get right into the show, because I know I have a ton of stuff to talk about for show and tell, and we also got a bunch of news to talk about. But boom. Chris, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. I watched The Double recently.
Yep.
It's not as bad as the movie spoils it to be. If I know when we saw it as like a upcoming feature like a few months ago, like, oh, it's coming soon, you know, in a weird trailer. It's like, the whole trailer in 2 minutes explains like 90% of the movie. Like, even this one key twist.
Yeah, the huge twist of the movie is just like in the trailer.
Yeah, here's an example of a movie that if you watch a lot of movies and you're really observant of things going on, it's like you can kind of spoil it yourself. But here's a movie that takes that step and goes further. So the movie's about Richard Gere hunting down this like Russian assassin who calls himself Cassius. And
seems
then, like,
respectable.
All right, it seems cool. You know, it's like spy versus spy, like hunting another spy down. And then it's like, I think in the trailer, like less than a minute in, it turns out Richard Gere is Cassius. And it's not like oh my god, I have a split personality. It's like blatant, just like, oh, I'm Cassius. And I'm just like, wait.
I just forgot.
No, it's not even that. It's not even like, the trailer makes it seem like maybe he forgot he's the killer.
Or he's like schizophrenic or something.
Yeah. It's like, well, he spent 20 years hunting this guy down, so maybe? And then that alone is a kind of like weird plot.
Or he's like, he's like some sort of like sleeper and he got triggered by something.
Yeah, maybe. Again, it's like the trailer, but like, thing is, that's something that would be like interesting to happen during the movie. You're like, oh shit. You know, like, he didn't know he was a sleeper agent, like a like hypnotized agent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so
like Manchurian, it's so candidate. Like,
right, like that's kind of cool in a like twisting they didn't ruin it in a trailer kind of way. And then out of nowhere from the trailer, I remember like Topher Grace is just thrown in there. It's like, and Topher Grace as Richard Gere's partner. I'm like, wait, what?
And for good measure, Topher Grace.
So like the movie in the beginning begins kind of like, there's like a murder and people think it's, you know, this mythical killer named Cassius again. And then Topher Grace is up and coming like FBI researcher who like for the past few years, like was studying Cassius killings. And then they call it Richard Gere as like an old FBI agent who's been chasing Cassius. And like, if you've seen the trailer, you kind of know where this is going. Cause you know, the movie spoiled it from the trailer, like itself shot itself in the foot. You're like, okay, like how much like is this going to go on about like playing a weird cat and mouse game? And within like 20 minutes, like, you know, Richard Gere reveals himself to be Cassius to like the people he's killing. This like guy he's about to kill. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm Cassius. And the cool thing about Richard Gere's like assassin method is that he has his like watch with a garrote.
A garrote, yeah.
Garrote, yeah. He has like a nice like garrote wire that he pulls out, and he does these like cool like whirlwind like ties and like and just like he kills you by like wrapping your arms together with the rope real fast, so you're like really you're binded, and then he like slits your throat with the same wire real quickly. And it's kind of cool. Like the action for that scene is like kind of like very well choreographed, but Then you try to figure out that, okay, shit, he killed these people using the method by the guy that he's trying to catch, you know? It's like, maybe he should not do this if he's trying to pretend that he doesn't know who the killer is for a while. Yeah, I just feel like that, but like they had to get the plot going that, you know, that he's trying to keep up this facade.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it just becomes like this hilarious plot that mimics that episode of Family Guy, where episode of Spies Like Us that has like Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase that moves next door to Peter, and it's like they're hunting down Russian sleeper agents that get activated.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what happens in this movie. Like, it turns out like there are other Russian super agents just like hanging around America. And so the double, like, that's the other thing that, like, the trailer forgot to mention. Besides, like, Rich Gere is hunting himself. It's like, okay, that sort of works and it's sort of not. I don't know, it's weird to know that, like, the protagonist is also, like, a villain, too. Training Day did that, but it did it in such a better fashion, you know? Like, do you remember that when, like, Denzel Washington was... Like,
how can
kind
you
of
forget that? Come on, King Kong, you got shit on me.
I know, but like you kind of knew like he was gonna be like a bad guy, and Richard Gere like starts out that way from the trailer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So just like, okay, where's this movie going?
So basically, what you're saying is you like go watch The Jackal instead.
Jackal.
Yeah, it's actually like the Jackal of him like trying to hunt down like people, and well, it's Bruce Willis, but. In this movie, it's like, I actually thought it would be, like, a lot shittier, because, like, the trailer spoiled a lot of the plot.
It came out, like, on directed DVD.
Mm.
No, actually, it was in theaters for, like, a month or something.
Was it?
Yeah, it actually was
Fast and Stuff, the Nicolas Cage movie, where it came out, like, 1 week, and it was, like, on DVD the next week?
Yeah, you know why? Because I think people saw the trailer, and they're like, why am I spending, like, $9 to watch the trailer, like, extended edition? And it's not terrible, terrible, but it's actually, like, a decent, like, oh, okay, there's, like, one or two twists that the trailer didn't spoil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, trying to figure out that kind of... Because, like, you know, sitting through, like, the first hour, I was like, well, I kind of know what's going on. I don't need to know, like, what else is there. Because there's, like, one more twist that happens about Topher Grace, and at that point in the movie, you're like, I don't fucking care. Like, just to show me what happens at the end, because... It goes from like a cat and mouse game, and then it turns out to just be like a boring, like slow chase, and then it picks up at the end again. You're like, oh, okay, well, that was confusing. It's a very simple plot. It's just a movie about revenge, but it just like it's just jumbled with like two different other movies, and it makes sense because I looked up online to see like who made this. I thought this was like a foreign. Like, director who decided to, like, make an American-style movie with, like, American actors, you know?
Like a Russian guy?
A Russian guy. Like, Dylan Dog was, like, this Italian director who hired a bunch of American people to do, like, an Italian foreign movie American style. So that was, like, okay, maybe something like that. Then it turns out the guy who fucking did Dylan Dog, like, the same production company, made this movie. So this kind of makes sense. But then, like, I dug a little further. Turns out the guy who produced this is foreign, but he's got, like, a history of just awful. This is the same guy who made, like, for every one decent movie he makes, like, seven terrible movies. For example, this guy, Ashka Armitra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm butchering this guy's name. He made Double Impact, you know, the movie with two Jean-Claude Van Dammes in 1991. Then he followed that up as executive producer for The Boondock Saints, Battlefield Earth, and then just like a string of other terrible movies to follow, like the Street Fighter.
Whoa. Boondock Saints.
I think Chris is meaning from terrible. Battlefield Earth on.
Yeah. It's like, it just keeps like, ups and downs, and it's like for every like decent movie he makes like four terrible ones in a like a year time span to forget that he made a bad movie.
So it's like a Michael Bay on steroids, like super fast and sloppy.
Except, like, sometimes he's, like, the guy responsible, or sometimes he's just, like, the bankroller. Because this is the same guy, let me tell you, this is the same producer who made Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li. And then, like, on the flip side, he also, like, produced Walking Tall, the one with The Rock in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, not the illustrious sequel with Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo became The Rock, or he evolved from The Rock.
I think it's a different character, but...
I think he devolved from The Rock.
I'm trying to remember the subtitle for that movie. It was like Street Justice
Walking
or something.
Caller?
I think it was Street Justice or like, I don't know.
Some sort
is
of justice.
Is he in a city?
Urban Justice.
Hey, Urban, one of them.
Urban Discipline.
It's a Steven Seagal movie.
Right, and then you know his latest movie as like the producer, he made fucking Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. So, like again, for every like decent movie he makes, he has a double
like millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know, like, and
come to Romania.
Again, the double like if the trailer could have been edited a different way, I'm pretty sure this movie could have been a little bit less embarrassing to watch. So I honestly thought it would just be like this weird ham fest of like acting, because it's like, well, you already know the twist. Why are we putting 100% effort into like acting this whole movie now?
Mm-hmm. So, anything else, Chris?
That's it. I tried to catch a Game of Thrones Season 2 premiere, but it was, like, way too long. I didn't have time to finish it. Wait, so I gotta finish that.
Did you, like, a 2-hour
and
premiere
does,
or something?
How does your vagina feel today?
Hey. No, I tried to catch it on demand, and it was just like, well, I'll try to watch it, but, like, I had too much shit to do, and I was like, okay. I like Game of Thrones. It's definitely got that weird medieval drama feel, and it picks up exactly right after the first season. So, you know, I'm not a big D&D geek, so I don't need to like live in some sort of mythical fantasy.
Amen.
But I do appreciate like the complexity of the relationships between the characters. There's enough like tension and drama in there to keep me watching at least. I'm not saying it's like Godfather level like of like respect and honor between things. I'm not sure how to phrase this, but you know, it's just that like weird warring family or warring clans thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's a lot of characters that you like love and hate. And you kind of want to know how they're gonna interact and who's gonna come out on top. So.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Joe?
Bully.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know.
Stuff.
Little bit of this, little bit of that. I saw, again, The Hangover 2. I saw it on Blu-ray format. You know, I have to say, this movie is, it's good. It is. It's not nearly as good as the original, obviously. And I think that it's one of those movies that if you watch it more than once, you do pick up on some smaller bits that were actually pretty damn funny. But I digress. I enjoyed the movie. I think it kept the spirit of the first. I think the Mike Tyson thing at the end was a little bit forced. I would have loved to have seen the Liam Neeson cameo in it that was allegedly going to happen.
Yeah, wasn't he supposed to be the tattoo guy?
Yes, he was supposed to be the tattoo guy.
Yeah.
Which would have been dope.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought that was supposed to be Mel Gibson originally.
It was supposed to be Mel Gibson originally. But then I think Zach Galifianakis was the one who like raised up to, like the we don't want him on our set or something.
It's like, maybe we shouldn't have this kind of guy. It's too much for the Hangover feel.
Mike Tyson is a convicted rapist.
I think that's bullshit, personally. You know, I think Mel Gibson, I think that would have been fucking hilarious. I don't know about you. Like, Mel Gibson's kind of a piece of shit, but I still think he could have pulled it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as he's a piece of shit in, like, real life, like, you know, Jackie Gleason was allegedly a fucking, you know, quasi-pedophile, but I still like the Honeymooners, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So... what the fuck ever. I say Lethal Weapon is stronger than anything he could do in his personal life, in my opinion. So moving right the fuck along, I also enjoyed the second episode of the season of Mad Men. I treated myself Sunday and actually stayed up late to watch it.
You mean the third episode, Joe?
Excuse me?
The third episode?
Did season... I say second?
Because yeah. The season premiere was the first two episodes, and then the first, like,
well, yeah, oh, yeah, well,
third, so.
Yes, technically this is the third mm-hmm. one-hour episode, but second week. Excuse me. it felt like the second episode because, you know, fucking nothing really happened in the first week, I thought, but whatever. Except, like, you know, there's some, you know, unruly black folks in the office or something.
Oh, God.
So moving right along, fucking January Jones is fat, which is cool.
You know what the best part of the first week was? No Betty.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite part as well.
Mm-hmm. I just like I think the AV Club was talking about it, like, they should just, like, for, like, a couple weeks, they should have been, just, like, Betty is, like, represented by that creepy mansion.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just, like, every time they want to, like, have that, just, like, have the mansion represent them.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, honestly, this week's episode was, like, a bizarro episode for me, because it focused so much on her, and Christina Hendricks, Joni, was not in it at all. And I was like, no, like, what is this shit? This is terrible. This is, like, everything I hate about Mad Men, a lack of Joan and fucking too much Betts.
Yep.
But anyway, I thought the whole Rolling Stones thing was pretty cool. Like, you know, without giving too much away, this definitely is a setup episode, I'd say.
Is it every episode a setup episode?
Well, yeah. I mean, they are for the most part because it's so driven by story, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a story it's a show that's almost exclusively driven by dialogue. And, yep. Like, mise-en-scene, if you want to use a fucking film school term. Like, it's all about the fucking shot composition and the story that's telling, and then the story the dialogue's telling, and the story what they're not showing you is telling. It's really kind of heady if you want to really look into it, you know? And, like, really break it down, but fucking what a great show it is. So, as usual, Mad Men has me firmly by the balls, and I will be watching it on Sunday as well. Speaking of by the balls, I saw the season finale of Californication, which is one of my favorite shows ever. This season was a little bit weird. Everything seemed kind of forced, although I did like the whole, I don't know if you guys watch it at all or were watching it this season, but the whole Samurai Apocalypse character I thought was pretty fucking hilarious. And I thought, I think it was RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. I often mess up my Wu-Tang members, but I believe it was RZA. If it's not, please don't hunt me down and kill me. I'm a big fan of the Tang. But yeah, man, great season finale. Weird season. Everything seemed like it was getting wrapped up a little too neatly until the last, like, minute of the episode. So in that sense, it felt kind of like a letdown, because for once it would have been nice to see things, you know, end with a nice bow on it and end on the up and up. But I will take the sort of, huh? Like, what the F ending in place of, a pretty little ending where they could end the series on. So it's nice to know that it will be coming back for another season. And I look forward to its return, but I definitely recommend that show. It was the bomb when it used to be on Netflix, because I could show it to people who had either never heard of it or never given it a chance, mainly because it was, you know, just about David Duchovny getting blown. But, it's really about more than that. I promise. In addition, Family Guy and American Dad, you know, nothing to write home about there. And then, as I'm sure you'll want to speak about, Zach, Steven Seagal, A Life of True Justice.
And then the premiere of True Justice.
And True Justice.
On the Reels channel.
On Reels, son, which is actually
home of the Kennedys.
Channel that my TV turns to when you power it on.
Good choice.
Just kidding. No, I am not serious. And then, of course, Justified, which, holy God, what a good show. And what a great episode it was this past week. Don't know if you saw it, but...
I'm a week behind.
Okay. Good golly. Like, these last two episodes have just been incredible. And this is probably they're gearing up for. I believe it's it's a season finale next week, and it's gearing up to be one of the most like badass season finales so far. And Raylan definitely looks to be out for a kill. Oh, and then last but not least, I know we didn't get into the Seagal thing, but I figured that could be like a joint discussion or whatever, if you're cool with that.
Segway.
Yay, segways. But I also saw South Park, which I thought was hilarious this past week, where they're doing the memeing, like the Tebowing, and then Cartman comes up with Faith Hilling, and then there's Taylor Swifting. It was pretty great. I know tonight's episode was or is entitled, I think, Jupacabra. So I'm excited to see what they do with that, because as we know, Cartman makes fun of Jews. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. But, there's a lot of
do
stuff.
Do you think, Zach, that a life of true justice and true justice were above the law?
I think.
Or were they half past dead? Or must Romeo die?
That's not a Seagal movie.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds like one.
It was.
You know that came out and he was like, damn, that would have been a great title. I could have used it.
It was Under Siege? I don't know.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, so, series...
I think it was Marked for Death.
Marked for Death.
Marked for Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Above the death.
It was on deadly ground.
The belly of the siege.
God, we should always have that, like, Steven Scott word cloud just, like,
That's a great idea.
But anyway, so yeah, Reels premiere the something that, well, like, I think they're building this up for like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve Skull, True Justice, his second television attempt after Lawman. Now it's a script. Now so True Justice is a scripted show, unlike Lawman, which is sort of
yeah, right. Like Lawman wasn't scripted.
All right. I'm gonna pay y'all like $10, so just pretend I'm gonna arrest you. Then we're all gonna get donuts. So they had like, I think it was like 2 hours of like build up, like specials and behind the scenes and everything before even the show started. Including like the Life of True Justice, like biography of Steven Seagal.
Like, was there an authorized version, or was it just, like,
it was,
unofficial?
It was an interview. It was just, like, him getting interviewed, and just, like, talking about how he goes, he journeyed to Asia and, like, gave people tours of, North Korea and stuff or something. I don't know where he's going.
Oh, it was just the most, like, blatant, made-up shit. And then, like, Viviana Vigil would just have to sit there and, like, fucking keep it together.
Yep.
She's like, you're such a...
Great.
Awesome person and philanthropist. You are incredibly genuine, and you have a kind heart and a masculine jaw.
You have...
Like, she was just like...
You have a lovely, like, unfurnished home here.
I know. It's like, your hairline looks totally natural. Your animals seem to really like when you punch them. Like, did you see how hard he patted that dog? I thought the fucking ASPCA was going to get involved.
I wonder, are those the dogs that, like, he trained as like attack dogs or something? Or
probably this is Kojo, my voodoo killer.
This is Mojo Prince.
Wait, did they explain about?
Wait, what, Chris?
Yes, they did. Fucking Mojo Priest was fully covered in this show, Chris.
Thank God.
Like, they showed clips of them playing. They showed clips of him playing. Which, by the way, someone needs to teach Steven Seagal how to like. Actually play a guitar, because he's clearly not playing it right or at all, because there were like three guitars behind him on stage while he was playing. But anyway, they showed him playing. He's like, well, you know, the first time I met B.B. King, he's like, he got to meet all these like famous black like blues musicians. He's like, yeah, they accepted me as one of their own. I'm like, fuck you. No, they didn't. Like, what are you talking about?
I miss myself in the blues culture, and it's my film love with Nons.
That was the first time I had to flip B.B. King through a table. Because he stepped out of line. Like, I feel like he should be a villain on Justified.
He should.
You know?
He was a good villain in Machete.
Yeah.
You saw that.
Even the, yeah. It's like Cajun Mexican. Cajun Mexican samurai.
Yeah.
So, right, so the actual show, True Justice.
Yes.
We were talking about it before. We think it might be the, like, next, the second coming of Walker, Texas Ranger. Just in terms
of,
in terms of, like, taking itself way too seriously, but being completely ridiculous and cheesy. Being, like, written, produced, directed, starring Steven Seagal, just like Walker was.
Yeah.
Although Seagal doesn't have, like, a son to help him. Like, because he had, like, Chuck and Aaron Norris. Or
he doesn't.
Is Aaron his brother or his son? Aaron Norris.
Aaron Norris? I think that's his brother.
Okay, yeah.
I think it is, because Aaron Norris directed and wrote and had other credits on some of his movies in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's his son.
Okay.
Though he does have, I think he has two sons? I don't know. I'm not up on my Norris
family.
Dude, I hope he didn't hear me say that. Shit.
So we got Steven Seagal as Elijah Kane.
Elijah Kane.
Who is in charge of this special Seattle police tax force that they're like supposed to be undercover, but none of them go undercover at all.
I know.
And they just like they deal with like they're just doing like random, they're like basically homicide. I don't know why they're not just like homicide squad or something. No, it's like we're a special task force. We're doing the jobs no one else wants to do, like investigating small town general store murders.
Yeah.
Why do you need a task force for that? Isn't that just like regular police work?
That's what they're just like going around. They're investigating crime scenes. They're like no one's undercover. So, like the closest to get to undercover is like the guy from Alphas is like he's like pretending to be a drug, like buying drugs from this one guy at a club.
That's right.
6 months of work, and we got one packet of heroin. A little bag of heroin. Good job, team. And then, like, what else? They're trying to there's some like Cajun like redneck crime lord that moved in or something, or was like moved in.
God.
That like apparently like Seagal knows like because like Seagal like, so he's apparently from like Louisiana or something, because he has like a serious Cajun accent, but like everyone's like, and there's like this like Cajun like outpost or something on the outskirts of Seattle.
That's right.
How is a Cajun outpost?
It's like
that's where he was raised.
It's like a holler.
Oh,
it is like a holler.
Cajun holler.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Popeye holler.
Wait, does he have any Orientalness at all?
Yes.
Like, does he have,
oh
like,
my god, so much
tapestries or fucking statues?
The title is like him, like with like samurai swords, and like he like comes up.
He's got samurai swords in his office.
Yep.
Plus, let's not forget that only bad things happen to Asians in Seattle.
Yep.
Because there's, like, the little girl who sees the murder.
Yep. Oh, and then the favorite part is, like,
killed.
Like, so the little Asian girl's, like, freaking out, and Skull's, like, talking. He, like, speaks, like, Chinese to her. And, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he speaks Chinese.
And then
he's like,
yo, we need to get a translator. I don't know what this girl's saying. We need to get a translator.
It's like, we need a Mandarin translator and an egg roll and and other stuff that Asians like, because I'm from Asia, even though I'm Cajun.
I was,
and black.
I don't know. The only Chinese I know is a rural dialect from the northern region where I was giving tours. Tours of dangerous places.
Tours of places that I used to have to use my eagle vision.
Oh, yeah. I love the fact that Skull Vision is still intact.
Yes. Oh,
what?
My God. Oh, Chris.
It's like
so
a totally different show.
The only difference is that it doesn't go into, like, negatives or, like, black and white or whatever. And there's no, like, fucking $6 million man thing. But,
it's like
you'll see from the first person sometimes. He's, like, sees a cigarette butt in the ground, like, in the,
Or tiny cracks.
He's like, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it, like, zooms in on them and then, like, goes all slow motion, like, and then goes back to him. It's like, I think I found a clue. It's like he has fucking detective mode.
Yep.
Crazy.
I have a strong suspicion that Steven Seagal actually thinks he's still doing police work.
Okay, here's the thing. Do you remember on, well, of course you do, but on like a Life of True Justice or whatever the fuck, they had, he was saying how like it's going to be a police show that's okay. Also like
the most, the most realistic police show ever put on television.
Yeah, here's the problem. They were fucking explaining things while they were doing it. It's like, well, as is standard procedure, we need you to call for backup and then do this and this and this. I was just like, wait, wait, wait. What? Like, what are you talking about, sir?
Oh, God.
It was so strange. Like, I don't even know how to, like, put it. So
yeah,
bad news.
You have to see Seagal, like, acting in action in the show to, like, believe it.
It's pretty tight.
And I also love the fact that, like, he there's foot chases, but Seagal is, like, either driving or, like, just appears suddenly in front of people.
Yeah, he's got the Michael Myers effect.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I guess I lost him. He turns around and he, like, punches him in the face.
He just, like, sends his flunkies after them. Like, y'all...
Go do my bidding.
Y'all go chase him. I'm gonna go... I'll catch him in the car.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to some blues. So I'm gonna listen to some blues over here.
Yeah.
And then... I'm trying to remember, like, what other plot was going on. Because they had the murdered Asians who were, I don't remember what, the Russians killed them or something, or...
Dude, they tried to pull so much stuff out of their ass
and there's,
at
like,
the end of that episode.
And there's the lesbian hooker, stripper who was, like, running some sort of, like, is, like, the main drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But she's getting, like, her drugs from, like, the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy from Alphas, like, drops, like, he's like, you gonna listen to, what was it, clam slapper or something?
Oh, he called her, like, a clam slammer.
Yeah. You really gonna listen to, believe what this clam slammer says? And then, like, the token black guy's like, whoa, clam slammer, that's a little bit out of line, man.
It's like, really?
They're trying so hard to make that guy, like, the edgy guy.
I know. Like, oh my god, he's like the loose cannon.
Like he pounds that guy into the face, like, and like plants that, like, whatever that stupid leather, like, club
a
is.
Sap. A slapjack.
Yep. Okay,
by the way, I love that he's got the most, like, generic desk ever. It's like, oh yeah, get my handcuffs. They're in the top drawer of my police desk. With other policeman materials in there. And then the black dude uses, like, Black Panther vision and sees the, like, sap.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll store this in my memory for later.
Wait, so there are other characters with Seagal vision?
Apparently. Or not, like, real Seagal vision, but this guy just has, like, you know... It's kind of like that sixth sense for crime that Dave Chappelle said black people have. Where it's like a guy's about to go do a crime, and then, like, an old black person, like, pops out of a trash can. It's like, don't do that, son, that's 5 to 10. That's kind of what it's like.
And then there's also the newbie girl, and then, like, the bitchy girl.
Oh, God, the bitchy girl is such a bitch.
She's like, yo, you gotta show whatever her name is. You gotta show her the ropes. He's like, come on, newbie.
She's like, me? He's like, yes, you. You're the only other fucking girl here, dumbass.
Like, the other guy's probably gonna, like, rape her.
Yeah, basically. He might.
Like, what was...
He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, he's just like... he's just, like, molesting her over the radio. And she's like, you want me to call HR on you?
Yeah, I do.
He's like, whoa, I'm just hazing you, man. Can't you take
just
a joke?
Joshing.
I'm just joshing you. So, yeah. So, I think it's definitely worth checking out if you're a fan of awesomely cheesy bad things.
Fuck yeah.
If you're jonesing for some Walker Texas Ranger style... police action.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. Like, don't...
if you're listening to this...
Don't make it hard.
If you're listening to this, you'll love it, probably.
Absolutely.
Ironically. Or maybe genuinely, I don't know.
I actually kind of like it. Like, I know that it sucks. Don't get me
it's
wrong.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's like... I don't know. Like, it's not, it's entertaining,
Yeah.
But it's not, like, this couldn't be on a network.
No, it could not.
You know, like, it's definitely not up there with, like, CSI or
actually, Joe, do you know, like, Law and Order. Like, how the show got the reels?
Wasn't it supposed to be a movie and no one wanted to make it?
It's at it was on a Spanish network called Nitro.
Oh.
And then I think in Europe they combined, so like the first three episodes of this season are gonna be actually they combined them into one movie called like Deadly something Deadly Encounters or something or Deadly something. And they made 9 episodes and like there's 3 movies that they made out of them. So now they're splitting the movies up into TV episodes.
So this is all just an edited down movie series of movies.
Yeah.
Some of them, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do any. Did they do any like reshoots or anything?
Well, I think it was originally a TV show. And they made them into movies. Yeah. Now they're back to being a TV show.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad. So it's sort of like almost like a Girl with the Dragon Tattoo syndrome.
Kind of.
Where it's like, oh, made for TV, and then actual movie, and then like a U.S. movie. Like, it's a process like that, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Or so like, I'm a little confused because wasn't this like this show made like a few months ago? How the hell did this become like a movie? And then I thought they filmed like
it's
2 scenes.
You're on Seagal time, kid.
True. It's like
all time. All things are possible.
Yeah.
So I swear it's like filming. I remember this a few months ago. It was like they're filming that new show, and then like, I don't even remember a pilot. I just remember like this was it.
Yep.
So
I think Reels Channel were like 13 episodes too, or something, some crazy number. So there's probably more True Justice on the way.
Jesus,
it's on the way.
The only justice is True Justice.
That's such a gamble. It's like they didn't even finish, like, they finished all 13 episodes, probably, you know? And it's just, like, it's sitting there.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Well, Reels is already showing, like, every Steven Seagal movie ever made already, so.
God. Lord on high.
So check it out if you somehow get Reels Channel.
I'm so fortunate that I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hot dog, I do? Great.
So, let's see, other stuff I'm watching, besides True Justice. I saw the...
Like there's anything else.
I know. Steve Skull trumps everything, but...
That's basically, like, what we fucking do this for, you know?
Yeah, we've been building up to Steve Skull True Justice for months.
Absolutely.
But I also watched the season finale, probably series finale of Alcatraz. Which I heard it's getting, like, terrible. It got horrible ratings, so it's probably going to get canceled. But which is, it's kind of a shame because it got pretty interesting at the end. And it left off on, like, a huge cliffhanger. Where they basically killed off one of the main characters.
Jinkies.
But there's like, it was getting, like, really cool. Like, the stuff that happened in the 60s were getting pretty awesome. Where, like, the warden was doing all these, like, crazy experiments. And you got to, like, see, like, all the stuff that happened between all the prisoners and the Alcatraz. And there was, like, a lot of, like, interesting, like, prison stories going on. And then, like, in the present, they started building up this, like, one of the Alcatraz prisoners, like, became, like, this, like, crazy reclusive billionaire who's, like, maybe, like, mm-hmm. behind bringing getting all the people back to the present. And also, like, the warden might be in the present, and, like, he's, like, doing his stuff now. They also learned, like, there's, like, not just people, like, Alcatraz prisoners coming back in San Francisco, but, like, all over the country. They found like a secret room that's like a basic. It looked like a NASA like 60s control room, and like they had a map of like all the different all the lights for, representing all the different like prisoners. But it's probably getting canceled, and then it's like Alcatraz and Fringe are like the ones that are like basically on the verge of getting canceled.
Well, Fringe is from what I remember like it's a confusing and decent story, and they don't really need to. Cancel it, like, outright, like, not have a conclusion, you know?
Well, Fringe has, like, a really, like, devoted fan base, so they might get a final season. But, like, Alcatraz is, like, pretty much dead, I think.
Kill it before someone makes fun of it more.
like people were like people were liking it, but it's not like I don't think it's gonna be like a fan campaign to save it or anything. Nobody's gonna be mailing.
Well,
I don't know what they would mail in for extras. Prison jumpsuits or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, they have Touch to go back on.
Yeah, the hit TV's new hit drama, Touch.
Touch.
AKA Coincidences, this show.
Coincidence plus extended scenes from 24.
Not even, he doesn't fight anybody. He's just like running around, like, and his son's like pointing at numbers.
I swore I thought I saw a gun on Keith Sutherland during one of like the commercials for Touch.
Maybe. I think there was like one of the recent episodes, like there's some guy trying to kill himself or something.
Oh.
And they like.
So Keith Sutherland indirectly has a gun.
I guess, yeah. He's definitely not Jack Bauer.
Oh.
So, other stuff. I saw the season. I finally saw a season finale of Archer, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it yet?
Yeah, it was. Fuck yeah, dude.
Space Race, Part 1 and 2.
Incredible.
I don't know why they haven't gone to space sooner. Cause
I know.
It was, like, the perfect fit. And there's so much
it was so great. I forget what the little line was, but, like, they're about to, like, move on to the station from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so first things first, and Archer's like, are we going to get a drink? Like, it was just like, so subtle. Oh, it's like, oh, yeah, let me take you to, and he's like, the bar? Like, it's just beautiful.
And Bryan Cranston is the insane, like, director of, like, the International Space Association or whatever the hell, like, the new, it's not NASA, it's, like, the International Space Administration or something.
Yeah.
Like, they want to, like, build...
Would you say that we're going to be in a zone of danger?
I suppose you could say that, yes. There will be some... we'll sure, certainly be dangerous up there. then the end of the first episode where he's like, you're all in the danger zone. It's like, end the first episode with Bryan Cranston saying it, which is great.
Yeah.
Also, and then the whole season has just been ridiculously awesome. This, like, there's a ton of great episodes, like the Burt Reynolds episode, of course, and I can't remember what's the name, like, I think it's the International, the one where they're on the train. We have to like transport the Canadian separatists.
Back to oh my Canada. God, that was so good. That was excellent.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the one where they're trying to figure out, like, if Mallory actually murdered that guy in her apartment.
Good God, mother.
I gotta say, I think Pam is actually probably the best character this season. She has, like, so many just amazing lines.
Yeah.
Like, when she gets, like, the electroshock gloves. She's, like, when she agrees to be, like, in Krieger's, like... electric glove buck, like, bum fighting.
Yeah.
Hello, game changer. We also learned that she's, like, a drift racer and stuff.
Yeah, Pam's the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, snacks.
So, yeah, I watched that. And then also caught the premiere of Marvel Universe on Disney XD, which was the Disney XD's, like, new Marvel programming block on Sunday mornings, where they have it's Ultimate Spider-Man and Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but they also have like a bunch of like stuff in between, like Marvel mashup. They like redub a bunch of like the older Marvel cartoons, like Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends and a bunch of other stuff. And they do like I think everyone's like Fury Files, where they do like profiles of people like Hawkeye and stuff. Was one I saw.
Cool.
And then, so, although Spider-Man and Avengers premiered, it seemed pretty cool so far. It's a little ADD. There's a lot of, like, it's got, like, you go into Spider-Man's head a lot, and there's a lot of cutaways of, like, I don't know, Family Guy sort of style, where it's just, like, he says something, and you see, like, a little, like, drawing, like, animated, like, a crude drawing of it, like, a kid's drawing of it, or some other thing. Or, like, and I was wondering, like, there's like a Uncle Sam poster that Spider-Man pops out of and stuff. And there's also like he also does like, a lot of like I only saw the first episode, but there was a lot of, like, when they introduce a new character, they, like, do, like, a quick, like, bio of them.
Oh, that's nice.
So you, like, Mary Jane and Harry and, but like, Nick Fury and a bunch of other people who show up. God. And basically, like, the premise is that, so it picks up, like, a year into, like, after Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man. And Nick Fury comes to him and says that he's doing pretty good, but he needs SHIELD training to be, like, a really great superhero.
False.
So, and then Spider-Man is, like, doesn't want to do it at first, but then, like, the Ferocious Four or something. I can't remember what they're called. There's some, like, supervillain group that's got, like, Claw and a Wizard and a bunch of other, like, weird, like, B-level Marvel character villains. They attack the school, and Spidey's able to defeat them, but, like, the school gets destroyed, and, like, a lot of people, like, Harry gets hurt. So, like, Spider-Man's like, maybe I do need training. So he's, like, join SHIELD.
No.
And then, so, I didn't see the second episode. The second episode is, like, he's actually going to be joining, like, a bunch of, like, other heroes, like Iron Fist and Luke Cage and, I can't remember who else. Black Cat, maybe? I don't know. Nova?
Ugh, it's a really confusing, like, squad. Yeah, all those are, like, grown, like, men, you know?
Well, I think
it's like the Avengers, but with Spider-Man. Or, like, it's like, you know what I mean? Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but with Spider-Man. It's just like, look, here are a bunch of lesser characters. Go do your thing.
Yeah. Or, like, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, like, updating that.
Spider-Man's Amazing Friends was just...
Like, Batman Brave and the Bold. Where they're, like, teaming up with them.
Yeah, but at least that was supposed to be a joke.
It's trying to be super funny. It's like wacky.
Oh, God.
But it's also, like Paul Dini and Brian Michael Bendis are, like, running it.
Yeah, well, I got news for you, okay? Brian Michael Bendis also did the fucking MTV computer-generated Spider-Man. And you know how that shit ended?
Like, he's basically doing Spider-Man since, like, Ultimate Spider-Man, like, in 2000.
Listen, all I know is that motherfucker made Peter Parker put the Spider-Man outfit in a suitcase, fill it with bricks, throw it into the water, and walk off, and that's how the show ended. So I don't trust
Cliffhanger.
Him. Cliffhanger? That the show was canceled. That's how it ended.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, what else about that show? Oh, you got, J. Jonah Jameson is actually, like, he owns his, like, own cable network now. So you see him, like, all over the city on, like, giant, like, TV screens, just, like, Bill O'Reilly at Spider-Man.
Oh, like, that's relevant.
But it's Jackie Simmons is voicing him, so that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
And you're just, like, going off, like,
I mean,
why aren't the police doing anything about Spider-Man?
I mean, that's cool. Jonah Jameson, either comes J.K. Simmons in my head or the guy who did the animated series.
Yeah.
So.
There's also, like, a thing, like, MJ wants to be, like, a reporter for him.
Oh, God. She wants a job.
Mm-hmm.
Suck some dick there.
And there's also, like, of course, like, Norman Osborn's, like, working with Dr. Octopus on something. We don't know what it is yet, but... And, like, Doc Ock looks super creepy. Like, he has, like, really, like, long, scraggly hair. Like, oily hair. Like, he's, like, in the dark with, like, red eyes and, like, I don't know, some horrible underground lair.
Oh, great. He's a basement nerd.
Yeah. But, or, like, maybe a little, like, Danny DeVito penguin or something. It's, like, really disgusting looking.
I mean, it's nice to see a different spin on the Ultimate, which was the spin on the original Marvel 616 universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, did any of you guys read the Ultimate Spider-Man comics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, Doc Ock in the Ultimate version was, like, a buff German dude.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to see, like, they're kind of like, okay, that didn't work too well, so let's switch it to, like, the most... like, cliche German nerd we can think of, and he's a basement dweller.
I think he's German. He's not German.
Oh.
Otto Octavius?
He's Octavius.
Yeah, I didn't hear an accent at all. He's just like, he has a creepy voice.
I mean, it's weird to think, like, wait, did the movie Spider-Man 2, Dr. Octavius, have an accent or anything that wasn't, like,
no, just
British?
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina voice.
Yeah.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand.
Because, again, it's, like, even the animated series, like, they made Dr. Octopus.
Oh, 90s one? Very, yeah, he was super German. 90,
super German. So.
But, I don't know, animation's pretty great. It, some good action, so I'll probably keep checking it out. Just I'd probably put it, like, third, maybe. Like, be like, spectacular 90s than this one.
Cool.
And then the other thing was The Avengers is back, which that show is still kicking every ass in that ever existed.
Every ass in Ass Town.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're expanding even more, like, even more Marvel Universe into the show this year. Like, I don't know if you got, like, there was a screenshot, they like, a promo shot they put out that had, like, it was, like, Iron Man like, assembling, like, every Avenger, like, there was, like, people we haven't seen yet, but, like, it was like Vision was there, and like Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
I don't think Luke Cage makes a good Avenger. He doesn't really follow rules.
Yeah.
He was in the Avengers forever.
Anything.
I think Falcon was there too. Just like name any person ever that was in the Avengers, and like they're gonna be probably in this season.
Wonder Man.
You know what?
Yep.
You know what? Really
well, actually, Wonder Man's
a
villain right now.
Oh, well, yeah, well, wasn't he originally a villain and then became a good guy?
Yeah. Well,
I forgot what his power was. His power was, like, a douche smile.
Wonder.
He had, he has some sort of, like, molecular, like, ray power or something.
The molecular man.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, in Earth's Mightiest Heroes, he's, like, he got caught in some sort of, like, some sort of power transformer or something. And his body turned in like electrical or like some sort of energy, but like so like I think the Enchantress is like the only one who can like keep his body together. So that's why he's like working with the Masters of Evil.
They can't update like a bad guy group. Masters of Evil.
It's classic Avengers villains. Baron Zemo. Abomination, Crimson Dynamo.
Baron Zemo is technically, like, a knockoff of Red Skull, wasn't he?
They were, I don't think they worked together, but they were basically, like, they're both Nazis.
The same thing.
Yeah.
They're both secret Nazis with, like, very German, like, backgrounds.
Yeah.
So.
I feel kiss the captain.
I'm noticing this trend in Marvel here about German history.
It was all Hydra. So, yeah, so, ton of characters this season. They basically, right off the bat, they, like, basically had the one major villain they didn't have last season, which was Doctor Doom. So Doctor Doom is, like, the first villain right off the bat.
Wow,
and
very strong.
And he basically launches an attack against Avengers Mansion and the Fantastic Four, the Baxter Building. So the Fantastic Four and the Avengers had, like, team up to, like, stop him.
So, Fantastic, like, 20?
Well, it's, let's see, there's like six, it's like 10, I guess.
Oh.
Or something else, okay. like tons of like great like character stuff, like the Thing and Hulk are like constantly fighting each other.
Sweet.
Like they're playing poker. It's like human, like Giant Storm and Ben show up to play like poker with Hawkeye and Captain America and Hulk. And like,
just what they do?
And Hulk like thinks the Thing is cheating, so he jumps over the table and like, starts beating him up. And then something else they're also doing this season is that they're doing the Secret Invasion.
Oh, cool!
So we're finding out that like a bunch of characters are Skrulls.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been tons of awesome stuff this season on Ultimate Heroes. If you haven't watched the first season, go check it out on Netflix, because it's amazing. And, let's see what else. Movies. I saw Tower Heist. I think.
Yeah, you did.
I think I agree with you, Joe. Like you said, it was just like a decent comedy slash heist movie, right? It's harmless.
Yeah, it doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's like quasi parodying like other heist movies.
Yeah. The only thing that I would like was weird about it is that they don't really, like they don't show like how they pulled it off.
Yeah, basically.
It's like last you see them, they're like in an elevator with a car, and then all of a sudden, like next thing you know, the car's in a pool at the end. It's like, how did they get? Like, I want to see like how they got out of that.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit.
Yeah. Like, they somehow get it up there in like a matter of like 2 minutes, apparently.
Yeah, it.
But it was.
There's some strange shit going on. What can I say?
But there's like a bunch of funny stuff. Eddie Murphy was actually funny for once, in like the first time in like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Michael Pena had some awesome lines. He's like what's he, Enrique, the elevator guy. It was like he's supposed to be like their electrical expert, but like because he said he went to like DeVry for electrical engineering. He's like, yo, what's the website? And I want to, so I want to get my master's degree. They said you need to go to college first, and that's like, that was nowhere on your website. Anybody some ski hats, not ski masks.
Yeah, that was good.
Which they actually cut holes in them so they can actually use them as masks.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a belly shirt.
Yeah.
Belly mask. It's pretty funny.
So watch that. Then last thing I watched Wrath of the Titans.
Oh boy!
Oh,
so
in 3D?
Not in 3D.
Ah,
because I figured the first one had like some of the worst 3D ever made. So if I just stick with 2D, I'll probably be fine.
You only need 2Ds.
Mm-hmm. Full review of the site, but I will say it is definitely better than the first one. Not by much, but it actually has like things like an actual ending. Like,
that counts for something.
You guys saw Clash, right?
No. Part
of it. Did you see the end with the Kraken?
Like, doesn't that fight last like a 5 minute thing?
It's like 3 seconds actually. you spend 5 minutes watching the Kraken rise out of the water, and then it's over in like 10 seconds when Perseus pulls out the Medusa head and turns it to stone.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy. That's what I would have done.
So yeah, so Wrath actually has like an actual like final battle where like Kronos, who is the head titan, who's like sealed in Mount Tartarus, gets unleashed. He's like this like giant volcano monster who's like the size of like Godzilla, and like he's just like stomping at like this army. And like Percy has fly Pegasus at him and like try to like hit him with this like super magical spear.
Wasn't it a trident?
Well, it's like it's made from like Poseidon's trident, Zeus's thunderbolt, and Hades' pitchfork combined into one.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing about like Clash and Wrath. Like they have like there's like no consistency to the gods at all and like their powers. They just like make up shit as it goes along. Because like they say like their powers depend on if people are praying to them. So, like, they're losing their powers and they become mortal. But then, like, if they lose their powers, then, like, the walls of Tartarus start, like, breaking down. And, like, then they need, like, Zeus's power to power up Kronos. And it's, like, you got, like, these specific weapons for each god. But then, like, anyone can actually use those weapons, apparently.
So, there's a really poor, like, weapon safety law.
Yeah, you can just, like Perseus just grabs the trident, he's, like, using it.
Yeah, mine now.
Mm-hmm. He's dual-wielding, like, freaking, like, the pitchfork and the trident at one point against Ares.
If no one likes the gods and they lose their power, why the hell would they start this, like, god versus human war again in the first place, then?
Yeah,
the humans don't respect us, so we'll just, like, terrorize them. It's like, no, because if they stop believing you, like, you'll unleash, like, a worse thing. Like, the Titans might break free.
Well, I guess the thing is, like, the Titans are gonna, they're starting to already be unleashed, like, the smaller ones. So Hades and Ares are like, well, we're gonna back Kronos, so, and then, like, he won't kill us, hopefully. And then, so they capture Zeus and, like, force, like, they start draining his powers out. And then, so that's what the whole, like, Perseus and, like, Poseidon's son, I can't remember his name, and then Andromeda are, like, trying to, like, make their way to the underworld and, like, free Zeus. And they have to, like, go and, like, they have to, like, go through the labyrinth and stuff and fight the Minotaur, and they have to, like, they meet, actually, probably one of the best parts of the movie is that they meet Hephaestus, who's played by Bill Nighy. He's, like, completely insane and just, like, talking to himself. But, like, if you're like a Greek mythology nerd, he's the one who, like, built, he, like, forged the Thunderbolt and, like, all the other weapons, and, like, he built, in the movie, he built the labyrinth, too.
I mean, I guess, like, that's cool if you are into the whole, like, God of War.
Yeah, it's very, stuff. It's trying so hard to be God of War.
But, like, I kind of rather want to see God of War, the movie, than...
Yeah.
Than Wrath of the Titans.
Because, like, it's got the ridiculous violence and, a way better main character.
I mean, wrong. The original, like, Wrath of the Titans was decent, but I was, like, 4. Like, I had no taste.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while since I saw, like, either of them.
You also get to see, Zeus and Hades kick a little ass, unlike the first one, where it's like hanging around their shining armor and yelling about krakens.
And Zeus giving Perseus gifts.
Yeah.
Hey, son. Sorry, I'm terrorizing you. Here, it's a horse.
Yeah. So they're actually like down on the battlefield, blowing people away with their force powers. So I mean, I don't know. It's decent. But not, like, you don't have to rush out to the theater and see it. I would say you're safe getting it, like, renting it on DVD when it comes out. But, yeah, so you can check out my full review for more, if you want to read more about it. So why don't we get into news? That was, like, probably the longest show and tell segment we've ever done.
Ever.
I only saw one movie.
Well, we got to our, True Justice was worth an hour of talking about it.
Yeah.
Steve Skull demands an hour. But anyway, we'll get into news right now, and there are actually a couple trailers that came out. First one, they've been building up to it a week before it came out, but the trailer for Total Recall, the reboot/reimagining that's coming out in August this year, starring Colin Farrell. What'd you guys think?
Sucked?
Okay. Chris? Hard.
I guess if you, like, read the novel, if you're, like, a fan of the novel.
Yeah, it seems like it's gonna be closer to the short story.
Right.
Because there's no...
That's the only connection I could say.
There's no getting your ass to Mars. This time it's on Earth.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know, it actually goes somewhere else.
No,
because I know, like, it's like, he lives in, like, the Jetson-like future where, like, people living above Earth... And then there's, like, people on Earth. So wait,
I think it's like,
what's the purpose then?
I think it's, like, corporations or something are controlling different parts of the Earth.
Oh.
Sort of that style future.
That's Blade Runner.
Yeah, basically. Same guy wrote them, so.
Oh, okay. I guess if you're a fan of, like, the sci-fi and, like, this guy's vision, then that's fine. But, I mean, I kind of like my... Arnold to be the super secret spy.
Yeah, I mean, that movie is near and dear to our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I do like how they, there's like, you know what? I won't discourage it yet. It's just another reimagining of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that he goes to do goes to what basically looks like a massage parlor to get, like, his memory altered. I was like, oh my.
Recall is like super Asian now.
Yeah, I was like, Total Recalling is like a weird, like, prostitution brothel thing? Like, the hell's going on? And, like, who, like, Harold's there, you know, as the fucking, like, yep. Major Dean pimp. Yeah. I was like, what?
They give you, like, a pedicure while you're, like, getting your memory wiped or getting new memories implanted.
Yeah. So, I was just like, that's a little off-putting. Because I remember in the first movie, like, the original one, it was, like, you know, like a spa, like a very high-tech like lab thing you go Shaku, and visit.
It's freaking like the Shaku like a giant like magnet servo engine.
Yeah, it's a scary ass like generator they hook you up to. But this one, it's like this weird like future lazy boy.
And there's like waterfalls and stuff and.
It's very quaint.
Yeah. But I thought like some of the, like there's like some cool stuff going on. I thought that fight scene that they showed was pretty cool, where like the troops come in, and it's like spinning around the room and like it's spinning like not cutting away, just like it's spinning around, so you like see him like going from guy to guy and like taking him out.
I just it's hard to like not see Michael Ironside, but they replaced him with what's his face, the dude from Breaking Bad.
No. He's gonna be Bryan Cranston's gonna be Cohagen.
Yeah.
Michael Ironside was Richter.
Was like, okay, who was playing Richter then?
I don't know.
I do like that they kept his like handler, the woman. It was Sharon Stone's character in the original.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. It's like, what was her name? But I like how she's not dead within the first, like, half an hour of the movie. She's probably going to be, like, chasing him and stuff, you know?
Well, yeah, she was chasing him for, like, the first third of the original.
Was she?
Yeah, because she was with Richter.
Right, but then... Did she follow them to Mars?
No. Yeah, she follows them to Mars.
Oh, shit. I'm, like, really jumbling.
There's that scene where they get the recall, like, psychologist guy telling, like, Arnold, like, take this pill.
Oh, to calm down.
Because your dream, like, this is, like, not real. And if you take this pill, you'll wake up and back in recall. Before you have, like, a hemorrhage, like an aneurysm or something. And then he sees, like, the guy sweating. He's like, consider that a divorce. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have, like, a Richter.
Mm.
Bill Nighy's going to be Quato.
Oh. Because, you know, Quato is just, like, the most badass character in all of sci-fi history.
Well, it's probably just going to be, like, his face, like, motion captured onto someone or something like that.
I just remember Quato had, like, three lines of dialogue, and then he died. Wait. I was like, oh, like...
Turn on the reactor.
It was scary. The minute I was like,
give
I was
like three when I saw
it. I didn't quite understand why he needed to be like a man baby thing.
He's a mutant because like the whatever the horrible corporation that owned Mars was like had shitty like radiation filters on the windows, so like people were getting mutated in the pore section of Mars.
Oh, another thing about Quato. Did he need, like, a manhandler to move around, or was that guy part of Quato?
They were fused together. They were, like, the same... I think they were brothers. I don't know.
Okay. Just saying.
Well, they were,
like weird.
Quato was them. Like, they were both Quato. I don't know. So this new one, back to that. I thought the weird, like... They weren't hover cars. They're like attached to the like elevated road. That looks kind of crazy.
And yeah, but it's like very
seen that before.
It's like it's a dirty industrial future that I think that was kind of neat to see. Like it's not a utopian. It's very like gritty.
Yeah,
because it kind of looks like Gotham City, like in the sky.
Or it's like maybe like Coruscant from Star Wars, where it's like the upper. The higher you go, like, the nicer, richer it is. And then, like, when you get down to the bottom, it's just, like, slums.
Yeah, I'd say that's what it's closer to.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jessica Biel as, like, what's her name?
Mm.
Melina.
cool.
Which...
She's not a homely Hispanic woman, but she'll do.
It's one of my favorite parts of the original, where like Arnold's like tranquilized, they like got sedated. He's like, describe your perfect woman. He's like, do you like sporty? Or it's like sporty, slutty.
It's funny because that's actually like his personal preference these days. You know, it's not like a. Was that scripted? I bet not.
He was just like, "Hey Arnold, what kind of women do you like? Get the camera going."
He's quick, like, "Drink this, Arnold." Quick.
I had 20 beers.
Well, actually, that's still like near his post like peak. So it's like 20 beers is like get him buzzed. I think he needs like 40. Like
he drinks like he just like rips the top of a keg and starts drinking it.
Yeah.
Forget 16-ounce curls. I'm going to do a keg curl. So
Arnold, what's your perfect woman? It's like, oh, my housemaid.
Whoa,
no, Arnold. No, wait, wasn't like the same time he like had that illegitimate child? I think if I did, it's like around this time he got that like woman impregnated.
When? When he announced least, one or?
No, like after Total Recall, he then like had a that son, right?
That was like a year ago.
Really? I thought like he had another. Wow.
No, he had like a 20-year affair with her, but they didn't have a baby until fucking
like a year ago.
Recently.
Oh, okay. I see. My bad, but you know what I mean.
Sperm gets stronger with age, like a fine wine.
Like you still had like Terminator 2 and like True Lies and all, like everything else coming out. Total Recall was like 1990.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, like when he started like banging his like housemaid. I don't know. It just seems really funny, but
anyway, Total Recall, the new one, it's coming out in August. Check out the trailer on the site if you haven't seen it yet. Another trailer that came out was the trailer for Ted, which is the theatrical directorial debut for Seth MacFarlane,
which is the live-action Family Guy movie,
basically.
Which I'm not sure why they didn't just do that.
A live-action Family Guy movie?
Why not? That'd be cool.
Or like an
They have the porn parody.
Yeah. Or still like a Family Guy movie.
Mm. Well, they did. They tried to do that, yep. And it just became like TV episode movies.
Episodes. So anyway, so you got Mark Wahlberg, is this guy who his roommate is his living foul-mouthed teddy bear named Ted.
Get it?
That's it. And the bear sounds like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that's about sums it up.
So, you guys watch this one, right? Trailer? What'd you think?
Yes. Yes. No.
No?
No.
No?
I mean, I'll see it, but fuck. I just hate Seth MacFarlane so much. I really do.
He's definitely, he started off overexposed so at this point.
Overexposed, and, like, he's not that funny, and his show kind of sucks, and he thinks he's, like, just the funniest thing ever. You know? And it's like, okay, we get it. You've seen Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we get it.
Oh, God, the third Star Wars, the Family Guy Star Wars is so awful.
You like to sing. Like, I understand it.
Did you see his album?
No. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't fucking listen to it.
His album of, like, Frank Sinatra songs, like, covers of, like, swing songs and stuff.
Yeah, well, no, I know. I just didn't subject myself to listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I mean, come on, dude. Like, you're not a stand-up comedian, but you're hosting these Comedy Central roasts. Like, you need more money, man. Like, Jesus Christ. You have three shows on Fox in primetime on their Sunday lineup that you do at least four voices per show on, and you get paid by the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how voice acting works for cartoons. You get paid by the voice. So you're getting a day's pay times four when you do one episode. Plus, you're the creator. Plus, you're probably the head writer. And directing and producing. And, oh, God, it just makes me fucking sick. That show used to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
And now it sucks ass. And it seems to me like this movie just is one big episode of Family Guy. Because he's basically the amalgamation of, like, Brian and Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
if Peter was Brian's size and a bear.
Yes, exactly.
Did you watch it, Chris? What did you think?
I liked it. It definitely is a movie I will see, but not, like, I want to pay for it in theaters.
That's fair.
I just want to, I mean, it's situational comedy, because you see, like, no one's freaking out that he has a talking bear, which is one thing I'm like, why? They don't even explain,
like,
how.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah, everyone's cool. It's kind of like
a movie.
He works
at a fucking grocery store.
That's another thing, too. I was like, wait, he has a day job? And you know what? It's because I was spoiled by watching Gooby first. You know, like, that movie. That movie. It's like, oh, you have a mythical, like, imaginary best friend thing. And people can see it. It's not, like, in your head. And now you get to curse? Like, this is awesome. Because Gooby, same concept, almost. If you think about Ted and Gooby. Except, you know, the little boy is played by Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
And Gooby curses a lot and tries to hit on, like, trailer trash. Oh, that scene where
that's
describing,
pretty,
like...
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
That's a Family Guy kind of scene, you know?
It's a classic Family Guy, starts out funny, then gets not funny, and then gets funny again joke.
Right, because it prolongs where it's like, oh, where's this going? And it's like, oh, back to the funny part, aha. And then, you know, that's a clip of Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a movie plot. You know, like that shouldn't be the center of a fucking movie. So
I don't know. I hope Mark Wahlberg is like at his like ridiculous level that he was in like Other Guys.
Because the Hat Thing.
I thought it was pretty funny in Other Guys with like his constant like, I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly, Captain. And, like, all those other, like, wacky lions.
I'm a shark. Oh, no, was it, like, a lion? I'll swim out to the ocean.
Yep.
And eat you.
Yep. I'm a peacock. So that is coming out in, I think, June. Let me just double-check that quick. This page loads up. Yep, July. So just two more to add to the already jam-packed summer of
2020. I actually thought this was coming out later, but that's really soon, and that's probably going to get blown away by, like, post-Dark Knight or pre-Dark Knight?
Yeah, well, it's definitely, like, every movie this summer is going to get, like, one weekend, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You get your weekend, and then if you don't make enough money, you're done. Because next week another huge movie is going to come out and destroy you. So talking about the trailers. So other news.
Hi-o.
Yep, I think something we're all excited for. Anchorman 2 on the way.
Super duper.
Papa Burgundy back.
Neato gang.
He announced it in character on Conan last week. play some jazz flute.
Conan, you look like someone put a red fright wig on a skeleton and threw it out of a helicopter.
So, I think they confirmed that it's going to be Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, and Steve Carell coming back.
Mm.
And then Adam McKay probably directing as well again.
He'd be stupid not to, because his last few movies have sucked.
What? Didn't he did Step Brothers, right?
Yeah, but he also did The Other Guys, and he also did fucking whatever was before that.
Step Brothers is great.
It was great, I'm not denying
that. Okay. The Other Guys was okay. It had some really funny stuff between, like, an incoherent plot. But anyway, so Anchorman 2, I don't know, what do you guys think the plot of this is going to be? Or, like, what's going to happen?
1980s.
That would be awesome.
The year of the hair.
Or, I mean, there's like, they could go like either direction. They could do like a prequel.
No, has to be a sequel.
It's gotta be a sequel.
It's gotta move forward.
I guess if like you don't think they'd like make fun of like the fact it's a prequel and like they're like 10 years older. than it's supposed
to be. They could do that, but I think there's just more opportunity if they do a sequel.
Yeah. Make fun of, like, a new decade.
Mm. Baxter. Baxter.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the timeline of, like, when, like, Ron and Veronica became, like, the network anchors. I think that was, like, the 90s.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
They could do a prequel, though. They really could. I mean,
I'd like to see, like, considering that. I'd see, like, the other news channels come back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vince
Vaughn. West Mantooth.
Yes. Or, Channel Ocho.
¿Cómo están, bitches?
Or PBS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so hopefully that's coming really soon. They're going to probably start working. They've been talking about it for a while, so they're probably going to start, like, cracking down on the script and stuff pretty soon.
Well, they've only had, like, close to 10 years to figure something out.
So, other news. Speaking of sequels, they were talking about, we heard there last week that there's talk about a sequel to the classic Arnold movie, Twins.
Yes.
No.
The less beloved Arnold comedy period movie. Far below Kindergarten Cop.
And thus born the beautiful relationship of, like, freakishly fit man and, like, Danny DeVito.
Yes. Which, if you haven't seen Twins, which I don't know why you wouldn't have, but the premise is that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are twin brothers, and they're conceived in some sort of weird science experiment, and like artificial artificial insemination experiment.
Some like sick doctors who thought it would be funny to like put all the good generic material in one baby, and like the leftovers was Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
then that's just like. That's a horror, that movie. That's not a comedy.
He's my twin brother. Don't we look similar? That is the entire premise of the movie.
And now they're doing a sequel.
Yeah, so they're talking about a sequel, and possibly it'll be called Triplets, and then they're going to find out that Eddie Murphy is their third brother.
Yeah.
I have no words.
You're my brother.
My brother is a brother?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be so stupid that it might work, you know? But just, like, out of the get-go, I can't say, like, this is a good idea.
Of all the Arnold movies to get a sequel...
Right.
Twins.
That's like, I would love... Not Commando. Not Junior.
No.
Not Jingle All the Way. I would have loved to see a sequel to Jingle All the Way.
Oh, dear God.
Where it's like the post-Christmas when his kid gets tired of, like, that action figure doll that made everyone go crazy in that city. Mm-hmm. Turbo Man, that was it. Where, like, you just... It's like it's terrible, a week later.
Jingle All the Way, bitch.
Like, where it's like, hey, I risked my life to get you that Turtle Man doll. It's like, yeah, I'm done with that. I'm on to something else now. It's like, fuck. That'd be cool.
They've been talking about like a True Lies sequel for a while too.
Went to that TV show that they were gonna make.
Oh yeah, they were talking about that. They were talking about making True Lies a TV show.
And then it became that, like, was it Covert Ops or something, like, weird? It was, like, that...
Covert Ops?
That,
was the True Lies show? Covert Ops,
but... No, it was the one with, like, a Mr. and Mrs. Smith, like, show, but they're, like,
two black people. Oh, Undercovers?
Undercovers.
That lasts, like, 5 episodes.
Well, America was not ready for that.
No. The one J.J. Abrams show that they didn't embrace. Actually, no.
J.J. Abrams made that?
He's producer of that. I'm sure he had, like, pretty much nothing to do with it, except putting his name on it. He's like, he and Steven Spielberg just, like, put their name on whatever TV show that comes up. Like, Steven Spielberg produced The River, for God's sake, so. So, other news, Ashton Kutcher is probably going to be playing Steve Jobs in a biopic about Steve Jobs. And this came out April 1st, but apparently it has been verified as being a true story, unfortunately.
Never.
Dead silence is the correct response.
Well, whatever. It's because a movie like this was made, and that was Pirates of the Silicon Valley.
Yeah, exactly. Noah Wiley's not doing anything except Falling Skies. So get him to be Steve Jobs, for God's sake.
Again.
Yeah. Then get Anthony Michael Hall to be a super jacked up Bill Gates.
Has Anthony Michael Hall been, like, working out?
He's super, way buffer than he was when he was playing Bill Gates in the Pirates of Silicon Valley.
True. Like, I would see a sequel. That'd be cool to see, like...
What happened, like, the after years of, like... Because, like, it ends on, like, the, it ends when, like, they announce, like, that Apple is going to, like, is going to be using, like, Microsoft chips or something. Or, like, Microsoft, it, like, owns a part of Apple or something like that.
It's some weird partnership that they came to agreement with.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, they both will help each other be competitive with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a monopoly kind of weird way.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with, like, the chipset or something, maybe. Like, they were, like, going to use, like... They might have been, like, when they started to use, like, Intel chips in Apples or something. I don't know. I just remember, like, they had, like... It was, like, the press conference where, like, Bill Gates was, like, on, like, a giant screen just, like, looking down at Steve Jobs. Man.
Well, you know, times have changed.
Press is like, it's just an awesome movie. I don't know how much of it is actually true. I think a lot of it's true, but there's also parts where, like, Bill Gates, like, hot wires a freaking, like, a construction equipment, like, smashes into it with, like, Steve Ballmer. They're just, like, smashing, like, loaders at each other and stuff. And, like, there's a whole part where, like, Steve Jobs just, like, takes acid and is, like, spinning in a field.
Oh, white people.
John DiMaggio was Steve Ballmer in that movie. I think it's on Netflix now too, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is.
I'll check that later.
But yeah, I don't know. Ashton Kutcher, nice job. There's a picture that someone made of like them doing the same smirk. I don't know.
He could do it, but he won't sound like Steve Jobs. It'll be like. It's way too... He's got the same chin, but not, like, the same tone.
I don't know, like, I don't think Ashton Kutcher can be in a serious movie. Like, his attempts at being serious were absolutely horrible. Like, the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
And other stuff. I can't really think of anything that else he was in. It's not a comedy.
Have you seen Valentine's Day? That's a drama.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so that is happening sometime soon, probably. And then last bit of news is that Universal is going to be rebooting The Mummy. They have driven it as far into the ground as they can. So they're making a new series of it.
And only like a few years ago, they completed, like maybe like 4 years ago, they completed the ride. So now it's like they gotta change the ride too.
Well, they probably just leave that because I don't think they're like, it's just the mummy, like just there's like random mummy things in there. I don't think there's like an animatronic Brendan Fraser or anything in there, is there?
There's at the end of the ride, there's like a Brendan Fraser, like.
It's like actually like, talking projector. It's like, hey, I'm Brendan Fraser. What's going on? Not much? That's cool.
That's pretty much what happens.
Visit our gift shop.
Are you enjoying your vacation?
Be sure to visit our gift shop for, like, souvenir t-shirts and pyramid hats.
That's basically what happens.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on the Mummy franchise?
They should have never made a third one.
I agree with that. The first one is... goofy fun.
Second one, actually, I do enjoy the
Even
second
the
one.
Mummy 2, yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 2 are fun.
And then Scorpion King, I didn't mind, but that's a spinoff.
Like, was the good first step for The Rock into his action hero journey. Then there was a cartoon. You guys remember the cartoon?
Like one episode.
Mummy cartoon, and then there was a bunch of other stuff.
I know Tomb of the Dragon Empire like was so bad that.
Oh my god! The point. The point where I was just like, "Fuck you, movie." At that point was like when the Yeti, like kicks some. I forget what he kicks, but like he kicks like a. I think it was like a Sherpa or some sort of like. He kicks something like football, and like what another Yeti does is like the field goal sign to it. I was like, "Oh fuck you, movie." Why is Jet Li in this and Michelle Yeoh in this?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they could have hired like other Asian people to be in, but they actually like paid them a lot of these like Jet Li, like very veteran martial art action stars to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And that's like sad for like a fan because you're like, wait, shit, they sold out.
And then like Rachel Weisz was just like, fuck you guys, I'm not being in that third movie. I've had enough of The Mummy.
I respect that. I respect her just, like, going, no, not again.
I can't even, like, who the hell did they even replace? I can't remember who they even replaced her with.
Some not Rachel Weisz.
Yeah. And then, like, his son was, like, 30 at that point.
He aged from, like, a 10-year-old boy to, like, a grown man.
Maria Bello was Evelyn in that movie?
Wait, the chick from, like, Coyote Ugly and like, the TV show?
That TV show?
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was, are you talking about Prime Suspect?
Yeah, where she's, like, a New York cop?
Yeah.
That, she was in the, like, that was her?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
With, like, a crazy British accent.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Apparently, they got one of the guys who wrote Prometheus is going to be writing a script for this new reboot. And so they're going to go back to make it sort of darker and more epic.
No.
Revisit the origins of the mummy.
Like the ever seen the original classic?
Yeah,
like compared to like that to the Brendan Fraser one, like it wasn't bad. Because like the original is kind of like
the first like new mummy is just like it's fun Indiana Jones B level Indiana Jones,
right. And now they're going to make it serious? Like,
when was the last time
there was a serious mummy movie? I mean, it could be worse. It could be like a Twilight mummy movie.
Like the mummy, like, it knew it was cheesy, and they just, like, completely went for it in, like, that, like sort of Rocketeer style. Like, it's like, we're going to make it like one of those wacky 30s serials.
Mm-hmm. It worked like that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of the alternatives where, like, I have to consider if they, like, if a fucking, like, Twilight-esque mummy movie was made with, like,
no.
It's like, our love is forbidden because I'm a mummy.
Oh, God. Anaxuna Moon. Yeah, who's going to be better than Arnold Vosloo as the mummy? No one.
I don't know.
Mark Strong?
Mark Strong. You know, going. I forgot what the Mark Strong meter was.
Basically the same person.
Except Mark Strong, like, can do other things.
Yeah.
But the prior guy was Darkman for a while.
Yeah.
So, he's Zartan. Yeah, now he's Zartan.
He was the main bad guy in season 4 of 24, and it was awesome. Habib Marwan. He launched so many freaking, like, terrorist attacks. And, like, he has so many, like, contingency plans and everything. It was ridiculous. he kidnapped Secretary of Defense. He melted down a nuclear power plant. He launched a nuclear missile. He stole a stealth fighter.
Didn't he get shot on a submarine?
No, that was five. That was season five, and that was RoboCop.
Oh.
It was RoboCop, and I think it was Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons is 24?
I always get the Jeremy Irons, Jason Isaacs, and then some the other guy mixed up. British, usually bad guys, they get mixed up.
Mark Strong, Jeremy Isaac, one of those guys.
So, that's pretty much it for news. Did you see anything else, Chris?
Did you hear about the Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, how they're...
Two.
They've seen that for, like, ever. Like, yeah, we're gonna make Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, I keep reminding people that Dumb and Dumber was made as a prequel.
Yeah.
When Harry Met Lloyd, and that was, like, it's so bad that it's like no one shows it.
No.
Like, people refuse to acknowledge it.
It's like Comedy Central on, like, in the afternoon sometimes. When they have nothing else to show.
It's weird, because, like, they try to make a franchise movie, and it did terrible. And didn't they also do a cartoon series?
Dumb and Dumber? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, the same sort of company that did the
Ace Ventura. Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Fairly Brothers have, like, they've fallen pretty far. Like, I didn't see, Hall Pass. But, did you see that, Chris? Hall Pass?
Yeah, I saw that in theaters.
Good?
It's like, funny the first time you see it, but it's not like, oh, I want to see that more than, like, twice in a year. Like, it's got its moments, it's charming, but... It's not like, oh man. It's not like Dumb and Dumber funny, you know?
Like, I'm gonna look up they made like... Yeah, they made like, I would say like, maybe like, Me, Myself, and Irene is probably like the last good movie they made. Definitely like, There's Something About Mary. It's probably the... That's like, Osmosis Jones...
They made Osmosis Jones?
Oh, wait, actually, I was in producers. Hold on a second. Okay, it's still the same thing. Yeah, they made Osmosis Jones, Shallow Hell, Stuck on You, Fever Pitch, and The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, I think Fever Pitch is what killed it. And they made a movie about Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, with Jimmy Fallon.
Well, the original... Fever Pitch was about, like,
soccer.
A soccer, like, hooligan.
Soccer, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, like, more to the heart. And this is, like, worse. This is just, like, Jimmy Fallon loves Boston.
Shut the Red Sox are on. I don't think he had, like, a crazy... Did he have, like, a crazy Boston accent in that movie?
I don't know. I didn't see Fever Pitch. Like, I just know.
I'm wondering if it was, like, his, like, Saturday Night Live character.
Oh, it was over the top Boston characters.
Yeah, whenever Ben Affleck got toasted, they did it. Or like, I think my favorite one was like when Justin Timberlake was on it, and they went to the restaurant. He's like, "Yo, my menu's on fire, Chief." It's like Rachel Dratch's like little brother. They take him to the restaurant. Oh my God! Tell me you got that.
Oh, the tell me you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I saw those, but I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we should probably get into the newest roundup and wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we should.
What is this, like 2.5 hours we've been on so far? 2 hours. It is our it's a 2-year anniversary, I guess, so it should be a long one. But anyway, newest roundup. Pretty much nothing coming out this week.
Boom, we're done.
Yeah. Biggest thing is probably Warhorse.
a beautiful tale about a horse that survives World War One.
A magic horse who journeys into people's lives and fights Germans and doesn't die, apparently.
Who, like, couldn't walk over landmines.
And he jumps tanks.
Doesn't he, like, reunite the Allies or something?
There's a part where, like, a German soldier and a British soldier, like, meet up in the middle of the no man's land, like, help the horse actually, like, runs through barbed wire. They, like, pick barbed wire off the horse.
Oh, good.
Again, apparently the horse is, like, also has super intelligent and, like, is, like, able to, like, make choices about things and, like, affect events.
He's kind of like the Forrest Gump of horses.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That should be on the box, on, like, the DVD box. Like, the Forrest Gump of horses.
It's like Forrest Gump with a horse.
Except there's no Jenny.
Yeah. Just British guys, and Loki's there for a little bit.
I forgot he's in that.
And also Sherlock.
Really?
Yeah.
Copperbum or
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Cumberbatch.
I think he's like the cavalry commander or something. So that's out. We also have We Bought a Zoo.
The feel-good movie of the year.
Featuring Matt Damon as the world's stupidest father. I mean, let's uproot my kids and, like, bring them into close contact with, like, horribly dangerous animals with, like, no fencing.
Or disease shots.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll let my six-year-old daughter play with these animals.
Hey, honey, you want to go pet this porcupine? Or go play with the tigers?
I mean, it's a funny concept.
Based on true
story. I'm pretty sure it... Is it?
Yeah.
Based on true, like, irresponsibility?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Also,
like, he's so depressed about his life, but he's, like, he's got, like, an awesome job, and, like, there's, like, MILFs hitting on him all the time, and it's just, like, why would you move to a shitty zoo?
Sometimes you just need to say, fuck money.
I guess his wife died, like, his wife died, like, a year ago, so I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he made some odd choices, I'll tell you that.
he spends, like, all of the life insurance policy on, like, this zoo against the sensible advice of his brother, Thomas Hayden Church. So, anyway, so that's out. Chinatown is on Blu-ray this week.
Jesus.
The Jack Nicholson noir classic.
Yep.
Being Elmo is out. It's a documentary about the guy who plays Elmo on Sesame Street.
Didn't that movie go to Netflix first before it came on DVD?
I think it did.
Oh, that's a new one.
Made the festival rounds and then came to Netflix and now it's on DVD. I've heard it's actually pretty awesome. And then last thing, well, two more things. Eagle Heart Season 1 is out. I've never seen it. Have you seen any of it, Chris?
I've seen parts of season one. It's kind of like it's a parody on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, that's
right. So you'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he has, like, weird karate powers out of nowhere. They just have, like, mythical, like, it has, like, obscene effects to what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely, if you enjoy Walker, Texas Ranger and, like, Adult Swim humor, Eagle Heart is where to be.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's as good as NTSF.
It's different than NTSF, but the same vein of, like, the weird off-comedy color humor.
Mm-hmm. Because NTSF is amazing. You should definitely check out more of it if you haven't seen... Have you seen any of NTSF, Chris?
I've seen certain ones, like the one where there was that dolphin psychic guy. What's his name?
The Dolphin Serial Killer?
No. I saw that one. I saw that one, too. I saw the one where it's, like, a mentalist was on it.
Oh, yeah, with Jerry O'Connell. He's, like...
Jerry O'Connor, yeah.
Like, only, like, the mentalist, but he gets turned on by every... Like, he gets erotic visions. Or he just gets, like, turned on by the visions.
It's funny, because...
Fish?
Like,
oh, man, dirty fish. What was it?
The submarine that got lost from World War II for, like, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm. When's that show come on DVD, I wonder? And then, let's see, last thing is UFC 141, Lesnar versus Overeem. I think this was actually the, I don't know. No, this was after the UFC on the Fox premiere.
That's Joe's department, and he went away right now.
Yeah, because Lesnar was on. He was gonna fight the winner of the UFC on Fox. I think his fight lasted like one round, and it was over. And now I think apparently like Brock Lesnar's like back in WWE.
Yeah, he's wrestling again,
which is really weird.
I can go from like fake wrestling to real wrestling, and fighting to like fake again.
Well, he had like medical stuff. Like he had like get like part of his
intestine
removed, and
it's weird because he can fight like a really like mean killing machine, but his body like internally is like destroying himself.
Yeah. So that is it for new releases. Next week is definitely way better stuff, including Mission Impossible.
Yay! The movie that. Prove that Pixar people can tell stories.
At least one of them.
One of them could, yeah.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode. If you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com. Tons of great stuff on the site this week. You can watch the entire movie of The Last Dragon, thanks to Crackle. We featured the music last week, now you can watch the entire movie and the journey of Bruce Leroy Green as he tries to find the glow and become a martial arts master.
I really thought the glow was a drug.
Need the glow that makes you glow, the glow. They had the Bruce Lee music video. So that is on there. Reveal of Wrath and Titans, like I mentioned before. The second installment of Brian's Madman recaps is up about last week's episode. Is there anything else interesting that went up? I'm trying to think quick. Oh, our April movie preview is up. So you can, if you want to know what's coming out in April or this month, you can check it out. There's actually some pretty good stuff. It's like, April's kind of turned into like the warm up for summer. Like stuff that's not quite ready to be released during the summer gets released in April.
So that's what happens.
So there's stuff like Lockout, and our first Jason Statham movie of the year, Safe, and The Raven with John Cusack is like crime solving Edgar Allan Poe.
It's like Victorian Saw.
Yeah, that movie's gonna be. I think the movie's gonna be hilariously ridiculous. It's also from the guy who directed V for Vendetta and Ninja Assassin.
Oh God.
And then I don't know. Cabin in the Woods coming out. So if you want to see what everything that's coming out this week, this month, you can head over to the site. And we're also on Facebook. You want to go to facebook.com/everything.action is our Facebook page. You can see stuff that we find a bunch of news stories from the web. We put them on there. Videos from the web. Stuff from the site goes up on the Facebook page as it goes up, so you can keep track of what's going on the site on the Facebook page if you're on there. Comment. You can share stuff on any links anyone finds. Put them on the Facebook page. We're also on Twitter. Twitter.com/EVAction, a Twitter account. You can follow us on there. See everything we retweet, all the news stories and funny stuff we retweet. We also, everything from the site goes on the Twitter account as well, so if you want to keep track of what's going on the site, you can follow the Twitter account. And just all of our random witty commentary, sometimes live movie blogs. If you start seeing a bunch of, like, tweets with hashtags with a movie title, you know, we're live blogging it. And we're also on iTunes. If you want to go to the iTunes Music Store, search for Everything Action, you can subscribe to the podcast, rate us, leave comments, definitely give us some reviews if you're on there and you have like a spare minute. 5-star would be awesome, but whatever rating you think we deserve, just get some reviews up there. Also, on our on the store, you can get our app for your iPhone or iPad Touch. It gives you the last 20 Easter from the site in a fancy, stylish view, like a nice view for your phone. And you can also listen to podcasts in there, so definitely check that out. And you can email us at contact@everythingnation.com. So for Chris and Joe, I am Zach, and we will see you next week.